L'era stata. We want to pray and call upon the name of the Lord in this meeting. May God help us and grant us grace because we need always His support for the life which flows within us through His Word. One more time tonight, we want to hear His voice, not the voice of a man, but the voice of the Lord through a man. Wonderful Jesus Christ, here we once more tonight, gathered by Thy grace, through the life of Jesus Christ, the innocent life which You gave for us, and that blood is still on the altar. Give us strength and give us victory in all what we do, that it is what is about. In Golgotha, You gave Your own life for us to escape to all what will take place, for us to go and to reach that Jerusalem in heaven. Bless our hearts. Bless Your word. We might have questions which we had in our heart, but tonight, through Your word, give a light to this question and answer to this question. Visit our heart. Visit Your word in a special way for it to give us strength and to communicate the necessary faith for us to serve You in all things. In this hard time, we want to stay in the breach of the Son and Daughter of God for us to glorify and to honor Your name. Yes, Lord, we adore You. We give You honor and praises. And to those who trust You, they lack of nothing. Thank You for the brethren which are present here, and also those who will listen. May You bless all of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us read from page 26. We start from the end of page 25, where Brother Frank explained about what takes place after the manifestation of the work of God. The devil, after that, he always tried to destroy the plan of God. Page 25. Amen. We know that we have not to fight against blood and flesh, as it is written in Ephesians 6, verse 12. But they are principalities and authority, which are in service, or they serve the children of God. We know also that they are angels which are opposed or are opposing us. We read some passages of the scripture for us to know what happens when God deals with his servant and with his people to manifest his plan on earth, or to work conform to the word that he said. And the devil always try to stop this this plan or to hinder it. Let us start from Ephesians chapter 6, just the verse 12. So, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we do not fight carnally. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In Italian, it's written in the heavenly places. So we see this invisible position where we don't even see those angels which are ministering us. At the same time, we don't see also those who are against us. So this wrestle is an invisible wrestle. That's why God gave us the armor for us to oppose these angels. Also, Romans chapter 8. If we could realize what takes place around us and be more vigilant and to contrast or to fight against the devil by faith. So we have to be careful. Also here in Romans 8:38, if you have it. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life. You see, here is the good part or the right part. I don't know how to say it. So this is the part which helps us. So through faith, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature should be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We see here what is the wrestle, because the devil will try all the method to contrast or to oppose us. But children of God, they have to have that position or that victory for them to overcome all these things. There is also in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 21, where our Lord took everything and he won the battle. So if he won, that means that you and I also are predestinated to win. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 21. So from verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. We do not want to go in detail. Written here, as is written, at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So his right is the power of God in the heavenly places, for far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only this world but also in that which is to come. And it put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Hallelujah. So we know that we have a leader who won already the battle. He destroyed already the work of the devil, and we are behind him. We're walking by faith through the vocation which God called us for. And verse 23, which is body, the fullness of him that filled all in all. Then we have also Colossians, the first chapter 16, and also Colossians chapter 2 verse 15, where is written, he spoiled all the authorities, he made them unable to do something. Humanly, it seems to be difficult or hard when we are wrestled by other. It can be like at our workplace, or we can see the government, and we see that the word of God, it becomes hard for us. But we can read that he spoiled all the authorities. They do not have any more the capacity to win the battle. If God granting grace, how he is communicating how what he wrote, taking this thing through the faith to what took place at Golgotha, we have victory. So victory is our. It is yours. We won already. It depends only on you and me. But before our Lord, everything is already fulfilled. The work is done. So this thing, just to, as here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So you see the position which the Lord gave to the bride, to the church, for him to wrestle against the enemy. And to see, or to unmask what the devil want to do to bring us astray. To God be the glory and honor. One more time tonight, we have to understand the victory is given to us. He is seated in the heavenly place. We can see also through imagination, or when there are thoughts and their situation in which we are not able to do, we have to understand that he's there and he gave us capacity to win the battle. We continue to read here. This is the particular theme. It is God's intention to illuminate any biblical theme solely by the Holy Scripture. Everything shall pass, but my word shall remain forever. The destructive machination of the enemy, who twist every word in every situation, have always been to create confusion. Underline these things. Have always been to create confusion. It is now a matter of moving away from uncertainty once for all, and to try to have that faith which God delivered to us once for all, as is written in Jude. Do you feel this thing within you? this fire, this certainty or conviction that the word is the winner. If you believe, you win with the word, not out of the word or without the word. By grace, through teaching and revelation, we have been brought out of all confusion. By grace, through teaching and revelation, we have been brought out of all confusion. Absolutely, every subject, whether it be the Godhead, baptism, the Lord's Supper, the return of Christ, marriage, etc., has been made clear to all who are of goodwill. Amen. This is a wonderful word. Of goodwill. That means that in their heart they desire it. They seek for it. As David could say, when I seek for peace, when I seek, then they start fighting me. That is the enemy who does that. That's why we have to be vigilant. It has been made clear to all who are of goodwill. No man, but also no preacher, knows of himself what is right. Hallelujah. Is it not wonderful? It makes us to become children and to lay or to rely upon the strength of the Lord, because no man, also no preacher, knows of himself what is right. Even if we know all the biblical passages, all the quotation on every subject, in reality, unless it is revealed to us, we know nothing. Hallelujah. It is a reality. Deuteronomy 29:29 say, revealed things are for us and our children, but the hidden things belong to God. And it pleased to God to reveal to the children, Matthew 11:25, to children his word, those who are humble of heart. We know that as in Joel 2:27, the revelation came, so it is important for us to take it. Humanly speaking, we are not able. God has to grant us freely grace to realize this thing, that we are unable. The only one who is able is the Holy Spirit which is within you. Hallelujah. The only able is Him. The word which is revealed in your heart, you practice it, you act and you work, then you become able. From unable to able, because you are obeying to something which gave you the order. He gave you faith and wisdom to do it. If we already knew everything, then the ministry of the prophet would not have been necessary. God would also not have needed to establish any of his servants, and everyone could have been left to his own, to his very own self. Undoubtedly, revelation by the Spirit of God can only be received by the humble, namely by those who recognize that God has established ministries in the church, accept them, and in this way submit to God. Hallelujah. It is simple. A gift which cometh from God is an instrument in the hand of God, and that man, being an instrument in the hand of God, cannot do anything if he's not given to him by from heaven. Hallelujah. Or from above. We depend one for another, and we all depend from the only God, the only Lord, who distribute his gift and his blessing. Hallelujah. Undoubtedly, revelation by the Spirit of God can only be received by the humble, namely by those who recognize that God has established ministries in the church, accept them, and in this way submit to God. Paul was asked about this particular term in the letter, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 1. And he answered it. But what are the preceding passages about? It is what we find in chapter 5. It is about someone who actually took his father's wife as his wife. This was not only a sin and a transgression, but it was an affair that was cursed by God. It was fornication. It was lasciviousness. For it is written, cursed is he who lies with his father's wife. Deuteronomy 27:20. The fact that Paul delivers such a man to Satan and others that no one should eat with him meet with our full approbation or approval. So you cannot have contact with such a person because he is taken, is possessed by the devil from that time or the time he takes his father's wife. This man was guilty of fornication and adultery. Here the passage from Hebrews 13:4 is appropriate. Let marriage be held in honor in all respect, and the bed undefiled. Do you see how God really put emphasis upon marriage, upon that relation between husband and wife? That's why Matthew 19 is written, in the beginning it was not so. So it is wonderful. Just try to think how Lord, how bridegroom Jesus Christ, after he chose the bride, he came to me or to you, then he said, divorce with you. I do not want you anymore. Just trying to think about this thing. Can it work? What God joined cannot be separated or cannot be sheathed. I continue to read. Then Paul develops these thoughts in 1 Corinthians 7 verse 2. But because of fornication, he adds, let every man have his own wife and every woman her husband. Here we can say, or we can exhort, brethren who loves polygamy or still have this tradition of polygamy, they should read this verse. In Jesus' day, it was the Pharisees who tested the Lord. Now, who is asking the questions? In Jesus' day, it was the Pharisees who tested the Lord. Now, who is asking questions? Is it someone in need, or is it to heat up the discussions? The scribe hypocritically asked the question, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for any reason? Matthew 19 verse 3 and Luke 16 verse 17 and 18. These passages, you can write them down. How Lord emphasis against the spirit, the same spirit that characterizes the Pharisees' own righteousness. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for a single letter of the law to fall away. Hallelujah. So what God established shall remain, cannot be removed. A single letter of the law cannot fall. Then returning to their words, he said, here the Lord Jesus Christ answers, whoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries a woman put away by her husband commits adultery. In Mark 10, from 10 to 12, this passage we want to read it. Mark 10. So we can read in Mark 10. And in the house, his disciple asked him again of the same matter. And he said unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committed adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committed adultery. Here is written, committed adultery against her. Let us read. The Lord granted us grace. He being quite we continue to read the circular letter. The Lord says, when the husband can be guilty in his own marriage, but I say to you that whoever divorces his wife except for fornication commits adultery, and whoever marries a woman who has been divorced commits adultery. Matthew 5, verse 32. A man who divorces without the biblical reason causes his wife to commit adultery because she remarries. A man who divorces without the biblical reason causes his wife to commit adultery because she remarries. He knows that his wife will remarry. As the following biblical passage confirm, even though a man in general cannot commit adultery in his own marriage, that is true, he bears the guilt of adultery in his own marriage if he deliberately divorces his wife, because he must answer for the fact that his wife remarries. I when I translate the circular letter in Italian, I have to correct some things. That's why I'm having some difficulties. He bears the guilt of adultery in his own marriage if he deliberately divorces his wife, because he must answer for the fact that his wife remarries. As a final clarification, let the following passages be quoted again. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Exodus 20, 14 to 17. Hallelujah. That is the law of God and his word. So you cannot change it. Thus saith the Lord, we continue to read, and a man who commits adultery with another's wife, Leviticus 20:10, and the Lord say again, if a man is found with a married woman, Deuteronomy 22:22, in the Hebrew language, woman, in the general sense, is designated by a particular word, such as in English, woman. In Italian, we can say signorina because he's not married. whereas the word is different for the married one, wife. For us, wife or molye means that she's already married. For this reason, all those who know the difference translate, as in the translation of Dr. Hermann Mengel, "But I say to you that whoever looks at the married woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Matthew 5:28. You see how this thing is deep. To have a pure heart, we must observe the word, or serve the word of God and practice it. Not only Moses and the Lord Jesus, but also Paul and Peter devoted their attention to the topic of marriage and exposed the different position of man and woman. Paul writes that, for example, a married woman, also during the time of grace, is legally bound to her husband as long as he lives. Not only in the law, also during the time of grace. Romans 7:2-3. 1 Corinthians 7:39. He goes on to say, "But as for those who are married, I charge them, not I, but the Lord, that the wife not be separate from her husband. And if she is separated, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband." And that the husband not leave his wife, 1 Corinthians 7:10-11. The only exception is this one. "But if the unbeliever goes away, let him go away. The brother and the sister is not under bondage in such a case. But God has called us to walk in peace." So in case of unbeliever here without any problem, the sister or the brother can remarry. Then if you don't understand this case properly, we can then speak about it another time. In Ephesians 5:21-33 and 1 Timothy 2:11-15, the relationship between husband and wife is described at length. "Wives, be subject to your own husband as the Lord, as to the Lord." Ephesians 5:22. Peter touches on this theme quickly but firmly, 1 Peter 3:1-7. Nowhere will we find a whole overview of this subject in one chapter. That's why we have to go in the whole Testament. Then come in the New Testament, we go in Matthew, we go in Luke, we go in Corinthians, we go in Peter. So we jumping here and there, because there is not a scheme or the whole picture in one chapter. That's why many brothers, they are not able to understand this, and that's why then problem comes to take place. God wanted this so that in each case, the corresponding passage in the word of truth will be used. You see, one thing is certain. All those who have problem and sincerely ask questions receive the right answer from the Lord. He who is motivated by other motives and think he already knows everything will never know what is right. We have to trust only in the only instrument of measure, which is the Word of God. We must all work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Fear and trembling is written in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Would not it be clean everywhere if everyone swept their own doors? So it is a question here. Wouldn't it be clean everywhere if everyone swept their own doors without doing other people business? All those who have been spared from the worst that can happen to a human being here on this earth should thank God on their knees every day because they were spared. Because sometimes you have to go through a difficult way. Here we read about Brother Frank because of what it took place in the church through prophecies. He went through hard time. Everything which was said against him and so on. As we said before, when God does his work, the devil is there ready to trying to destroy it. That's why we have to be careful. I'll read it one more time. All those who have been spared to the worst that can happen to a human being here on this earth should thank God on their knees every day. Just think about David or Job. Just think about him. Or Joseph. He did not fall unto temptation, but he has to resist all the attack of the devil. All of them, they found themselves in situation in which they have to oppose the devil. I wanted to read this passage of the scripture in Proverbs. Proverbs 24. Verse 27. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field. And afterward, build thine house. So first prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field. And afterward, build thine house. So here is not about the field, but also how houses. Then you can build thine own house. Otherwise you cannot defy your house, because you are always there pointing the finger to others without knowing the true situation. But the Lord knows. Also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I have it here with me. You can read from verse 6. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such. as we also have forewarned you and testify. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despise no man but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So it is important. There were passages in our life, or we can look also in the Bible, David, what kind of situation he had in his life. I continue to read. Which of us would have thought that God has given in the Holy Scripture on this so important subject particular instruction to man, to which they must adhere, just as he has said things to women which are binding on them? That is the revelation. That's why marriage and divorce, when God gave it, thus said the Lord to Brother Branham, he could say, you are forgiven. So heaven is waiting for us. Eternity is for us. But because the revelation came, the word came, and grace came, where sin abound, grace abound more. That's why today we know all these things. And when there is a situation, we go in the Bible and we check it, then we put ourselves back in the path of the Word of God. Roles are not to be exchanged because they are ordained of God. Thus, the woman must not in any condition arrogate authority over the man. 1 Timothy 2:11-15. So it is established based upon this. Depend the harmony of the family, the edification of children, their growth. It depends on this. That's why everything has to be at its place. And if everything is at its place, believe me, also the children will come to be at a place. Because today we can say, still in the Christian family, or they are still problem and things are not yet set according to the scripture, because God gave obligatory things which must be adhered by women, also by men. What remains is, but I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of a woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. For also the man was not created for the woman's sake, but the woman for the man's. 1 Corinthians 11:3-9. Everything is written in the Word of God, in the Scripture, for us to emerge ourselves to read and to say, Lord, that is your will. Amen. Even the preachers, be careful, even the preachers could not establish the divine order, but judge according to the received tradition. Even Brother Branham had to admit that he did not know the things until the Lord revealed it to him. Hallelujah. That's why today, more than before, we know the truth. We have received the revelation, and this is a blessing, is an assurance. The knowledge of the revelation of the Word of God, it protects you. You are protected because you hide yourself behind the Word of God and you continue your work serving the Lord and honoring Him. Imagine, we heard about Brother Jackson, the brother who came, he came also to Germany, and I met him. And this man was used by God for the revelation of the seven seals. God spoke to him. This man was married to a woman which was divorced. Also him, he was in adultery, but he was not guilty. Just to tell you how this servant of God, this prophet of God, was longing to ask God for the truth or the revelation. It was necessary to set everything at a place. Brother Sidney Jackson. Brother Sidney Jackson, not Junior. Junior was his son who had a church in Jeffersonville or next to Jeffersonville. God had to reveal these things to Brother Branham and then confirm it with a "Thus say the Lord." I believe like you believe, and I believe with all my heart. When God reveals these things, because it is a revelation, it is a revelation. Also, this must be revealed to us. When it's revealed in our heart, it's sealed there, becomes yours. You cannot go anymore. And then we find peace with God and safety. And then we glorify the name of God. But the revelation must be there. Because sometimes we read here, we read there, then you are a little bit confused here and there. But when it is revealed to us, and above all, when the negative experience are you understanding this? Here I wanted to read also Psalm 119. We all know what this psalm or this verse says to us. What we are reading every Thursday, or this secular letter, they are of a great blessing, at least for me, and I believe also for you, where everything is set back at a place, and we have the confirmation in the Word of God, then we rejoice. In Psalm 119, verse 130, the revelation of thy words giveth light and giveth understanding unto the simple. Also here in the translation Diodati is written the entrance, as also in English. Brother Frank had Mengel. Me, I had Darby, the translation. And sometimes when I read the calendar, that I have verses of the scripture, I see it more precise than the Diodati translation. even though sometimes we change these words because of the translations. Let us read also in Roman. I read it to you here because it is important, and Brother Frank spoke about this subject. Romans, the last chapter, we read from verse 25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel. So I translate it in Italian from French. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has kept sacred since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scripture of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only, wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. I don't know if you follow, but it is important. I don't know how you have these verses to you. Here in this translation shows that is now at the end time, the revelation of the mysteries of God was manifested. We have also Ephesians. One verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So we see how we need we need God for everything. We need the revelation. That's why he sent the prophet and he granted us grace. And that's why also the seventh seal were open. The book of redemption was open. That's why your name, they were written in the book of the Lamb. God revealed all these things to us. It was not at Luther's time, nor at Wesley's time, no Azusa Street, but now grace was given to us to understand all these things. Let us read also in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Also here is a wonderful passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9. But as is written, eye hath not seen. Like all of us, we have not seen. Eye hath not seen, nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of a man. So to say, I'm the one who have this thing. The things which God has prepared for them that love him, and he revealed also it to them. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. So it is not your intelligence or your capacity, but the Spirit of God which comes in you illuminates your heart and your mind and reveals the word to you and reveals to you what is marriage and divorce. Even today, and even among the people in the message, many find it difficult to accept what the Lord, in accordance with the Old and New Testament, has revealed to His servant, the prophet. It is true. I have made this experience because many, many do not accept the revelation which God gave to Brother Branham because they do not accept it. Believer of the message, they have difficulties to enter fully in the obedience of the word of God, but to us God has granted grace to obey to all His word. Many find it difficult. Just think, to come think about Ora Roberts or T.L. Osborne, servant of God, which were there with Brother Branham. They were not really close to him, but they were following him. They accepted the signs and the miracles, but they did not accept all. They did not even accept the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some deduce from Brother Branham's exposition the absurd doctrine of polygamy. Others remain prisoners of ancient tradition. The topic was dealt with extensively and clearly enough in the sermon Marriage and Divorce, and really does not need any further explanation. I only wrote the booklet Marriage, an Ancient Problem, because I was asked about current problem related to the topic. Whoever is concerned, please read the three booklet and the biblical passage quote here in prayer. And let God give you the necessary clarity for His word. It's necessary to open the heart for God to speak to us. Here, comparison. We have to make it clear here that there are brethren who run around the world claiming to follow Brother Branham, who are specialized in particular topics, but who do not consider the word as only absolute. This result to all of us in teaching, instead of taking the word of God, the scripture, and to base. It's true that we read just the statement of the prophet instead of bringing everything back to the Bible. I know something about that. Once we have a meeting in Lausanne, where Brother Peregrine was there, who was the main preacher of the day, or the main preacher that day. There was Brother Barillier and other Brother Tupfer. A brother came with many brochures of Brother Branham. He just came to quote for more than half an hour, just quoting the statement without opening the Bible. So be careful. The one who could open the Bible, they did not give him even permission to say something. So this is terrible. We see how the devil tried to hinder the work of God. So they specialize in particular topic, but who do not consider the word as only absolute. Often the Bible is even put aside completely, and only quotes from Brother Branham are used, which they twist for their own reign, as it is already happened in Paul's time. 2 Peter 3:16, and Paul was speaking about those who are twisting his word. But John 17:17 says, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Your word is the truth. Your word is the truth. So if there is not a scripture which confirm us exactly what it was said, you are basing yourself upon nothing. So that's why statements, they do not have power to change the hearts or transform them and bring them to the image of Christ. They do not have power. Only the word has this power. Only the word believed, accepted with all the heart, has the power to change the heart and to put everything in harmony with the scripture. Hallelujah. Only the word of God, believe me. Is like this. I did this experience. I believe also you have the same experience. It is necessary. Thus, false doctrines are spread one after the other, some claiming that the Lord Jesus had already returned in 1963. Also in 77, here is not written, but I had it. So Brother Frank, before 77, he said it clearly that it was a false teaching coming from the devil. It was coming from men. Also Revelation 10:7, the seven thunders. The seven thunders were revealed. What are the seven thunders? Then they say they are the revelation of the seventh seal or the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every time you are speaking to them, there was something always added to the seven thunders, because they could not confirm it through the scripture. Hallelujah. May God help us. May God help us to confirm everything by the scripture or through the scripture. That is the only instrument of measure, the only thing which won't pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It is wonderful, my friends. Others claiming that Brother Branham will resurrect and hold 10th mission. All the doctrines about the so-called seven thunders revelation, about the powers, about all kinds of the other things, are not to be found in Brother Branham's preaching anymore than in the Holy Scripture or anywhere. Obviously, what is written in 2 Corinthians 11:1-4, it is also happening in our time. On the one hand, the ministry of the apostle marked by, for I am jealous of you with the jealousy of God. And on the other hand, what concerns those who preach another gospel and act with cunning, they preach another Jesus and are under the influence of another kind of spirit. Paul said, I betrothed you as a virgin, betrothed, for this last period of time. The apostle Paul says in advance that men like Jannes and Jambres would have appeared and that they would have risen again the truth, against the truth, not against the prophet. In number 16, verse 12 to 17, we can see what trials the man who had received the divine mandate had to go through. That's why we said before, we are not Frankist. We see how the word comes to us, and we can see how the testimony confirms what has been done through this man, the servant of God. And we can see also how many sufferings this brother has to suffer, taking the word of God in his hand. I believe that the only place when Moses prayed the Lord or prayed God, when Korah, Dathan and Abiram, they came against him, the only place they were swallowed by the earth or under earth with their tents and family, it seemed like a movie. We see it written in the Bible. They were swallowed by the earth with all their things. They did not die before, but they were just swallowed like this. So we see how the devil takes men's mind and use them to do things like this, but God grant grace. We are reading wonderful things, even if sometimes they seem complicated, but God defended or defends his children. I wanted to read in Exodus chapter 7. We know what took place there. Exodus chapter 7. Yeah, when they present themselves before Pharaoh and Jannes and Jambres, they contrast them. But at the end, as you know, you say the devil himself has to give up because they seen that it was the hand of God. In number 16, 12 to 17, as we read before, we can see what trials the man who had received the divine mandate had to go through. We would never have heard of the band of Korah, nor Dathan or Abiram, sons of Eliab, if it had not been for the execution of the ministry concerning salvation history. These men who belonged to the assembly of Israel, who were even ordained in the Levitical priesthood. What do you think about this? That makes us to think that still today is this thing happen among us. People in the message, they still contrast the word of God. They are there opposing against the service of God, or against what God has destined for his children not to be done. Still today, this exists. God has to grant us grace to depart or withdraw from these people, to understand their intention, and then to withdraw from them. May God help us for the word of God not to be hindered, and the work of God not to be contrast, for us to serve him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So the same brethren or brothers, preacher, nevertheless rose up against Moses and Aaron with various argument, and it is said of them that they despise the Lord. Numbers 16:30. They despise the Lord. The apostle Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 4 about those who hold to seducing spirit and teach doctrines of demon. 1 Timothy chapter 4, still today, is the same. He writes about Hymenaeus and Philetus, who had gone astray because they claimed that the resurrection had already taken place. By their doctrines, here underlined, God knows that we want to be careful and be vigilant. By their doctrines, which are like conquering, that eats away at people, they overthrew the faith of many. Through these doctrines, they led people to backslide because of the wrong interpretation of Britain. 2 Timothy 2:17-18. The Apostle James writes, here there is another part. God has to grant us grace to help those who are there still able to be helped. The Apostle James writes about those who have strayed from the truth, but who could eventually be brought back from their error. James 5:19-20. Peter writes about false teachers who will sneak sect of perdition. 2 Peter 2. The Apostle John writes about those who have separated from us and gone out from among us. So there is a type of person which still today we want to believe, and we believe with all our heart. The word of God tells us that. Let us take James chapter 5. We have already spoken about it, and that why it is important to continue to pray and to persevere. Let us go back in. James 5:19. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converted a sinner from the error of his way shall save his soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. Here is a kind of person which was led astray without having that intention. Then God brings him back to the right. So we have to understand the situation for us to bring the right word, for us to bring them back in the right position if they desire it. So there are two different kind of people, those who can be brought back and those who are gone. May God help us. Jude again writes openly about scoffers who first took part in the agape and then caused division in the church. First they are together, they eat, they drink, they have communion, we can say, then they cause division. This is true. You have to speak about it. Without blaming no one or accusing no one. Even in Revelation chapter 2, verse 14, we are taught about men who are compared to Balaam and his teaching to the Nicolaitans or Nicolaitans and what they taught. There is even mention of a woman, Jezebel, who presented herself as prophetess and teacher or doctor in order to deceive the servant of God. However, the divine order remained forever. God has established in the church only apostle, not women apostle. Only prophet, not women prophet. Only teacher, no doctoress. In 1 Corinthians 12, for the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the service, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to the state of the full man, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4, 11, 13. Hallelujah. So this word of Jezebel. She was not just as a prophetess, but she deceived many people and his own husband, the king Ahab, which was the worst king Israel ever had. That's why God always put the right things for us. That's why we have to listen to the word of God. I will just finish this this part, then we stop. Therefore, what we experience here at the Missional Center in Krefeld on May 5th and 6th, 1979, when two men stood up, two, as they said, behead the top, by which they meant Brother Frank, Brother Russ, and Brother Schmidt, was a direct attack on the community by the enemy. The two men, commissioned behind our backs by two prophetesses, spoke out against the servant appointed by God. Thus Satan slipped onto the podium, so that the scripture that Paul had announced through the Spirit about Jannes and Jambres would be fulfilled. We cannot forget all the special blessing of the 70s. Here, there's something which touch or it touches me when I read these things. So there's always the negative part which comes after revival, when we draw nigh to God, we search to walk according to the word of God, obeying through faith, then the devil comes, or the enemy comes to contrast. As we always said, here this word is wonderful. We cannot forget all the special blessing of the 70s, which we had experienced in the presence of God. But when the word was repeated, "I strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered," Matthew 26:31, a separation took place in couples, families, and in the whole community. So from that time, when that action took place, I experienced it. Many people were there. They departed. They were scandalized. They were not believing anymore this servant of God, which God established to bring word from city to city. So there was a big chaos. There was Sister Rina. She used to say chaos. She was saying chaos, and it was a total confusion, and many departed. And this schism came to take place, and until today they fight against the servant of God. "I strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." A separation took place in couples, families, and in the whole community. This damage can only be repaired by God through forgiveness and reconciliation, so that hatred and enmity are put aside. Hallelujah. Hatred and enmity are put aside. So when we make our own righteousness to prevail, or how on justice, then this separation takes place. When there is no revelation, as the scriptures say, "My people fall and walk in darkness without revelation." That's why, if, as we said last week, if I depend on the lips of a man, yes, but if this man, you do not confirm me with the scripture, or if you don't confirm with the scripture what those lips are saying, one day you'll be confused. So everything what Brother Branham said, Brother Frank, he placed it in the word of God, and what Brother Frank said, we are putting it back in the word of God, in the scripture. Hallelujah. I wrote it down here. A man is just an instrument. Men are not building churches or... So I continue to read here just to finish. Brothers Leonard Roos and Paul Schmidt were called by their first name and last name by the Lord, and by his command, they were established as elders in 1964 with the full agreement of the whole assembly. Here, from the beginning, we are dealing with a biblically structured church according to God's order. Be careful. We are dealing with a biblically structured church according to God's order. The same Lord who commanded me on a Monday morning, 1962, when I was called to go to other cities to publish his word, but not to found any local church, commanded me on that Friday evening, 1994, to consecrate Leonard Roos and Paul Schmidt as elders here in our church. The Lord's church is not the work of man. I want this thing to be sealed or to be received. In our hearts, because the work, the church of God is not the work of man. The Lord's church is not the work of a man, but by His grace, the work of God. It is also written for our guidance, but remember the former days, in which, having been enlightened, you endure a great struggle of sufferings, either in that you were made a spectacle of reproaches and afflictions, or in that you associated with those who were so treated. Hebrews 10:32-33. Just to say a few words, then we finish. May God bless our heart. You see the first love. What is written in Hebrews 32:31 speaks about the first love, where the impact which took place with the Lord, it was something deep. Then with time, during time, this thing is a little bit consumed, but it's still there. That's why in the first church, they withdrew from the first love. That's why this minister of Malachi, the heart to be brought back to the fathers. You did not think that you could be someone, or you could build a church, or but you were thinking just to praise and to glorify the Lord, to pray. That was all. And I can confirm that to you. Years they passed, then the devil came, then the tears, or the discord was so. The devil came and he sown the seed of discord, and everyone wanted then to do something. But a church cannot be a work of a man. Matthew 16 says, Jesus said, I shall build my church. So, the first thing, the church cannot be found upon a man, but a man is an instrument. A man is just an instrument, and through the Spirit of God, then God edifies church. Everything that is edified by a man shall fall, but everything that is edified by God shall remain. That's why the elders like Peter, Paul, they were choosing men. In the church, they were praying. Men were there, and they were making groups, and they were gathering together. But it was God who was starting the work. A man cannot do it. That's why first I have to clean my house. Once are clean, all things are kind of defiled. We have to take this in a spiritual way. Exactly like David did. He could not build an house for God, but then Solomon did it. That's why the Lord said also to Brother Frank, you have not to found local churches, but the inspiration of the word did that. Groups came to life and men came and they were edified. A man cannot found a church. Let us read these two passages, which you know already. Nonetheless, tonight we see it with another clarity. Matthew 16. We read from verse 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. I build my church upon this rock. Protestant, they say it's Jesus Christ. No. Another one says something else. No. But you know it. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know it, and we know it. So it cannot be a man. It cannot come from a man, because it cannot come out of the heart of a man. After the church is built by God, then the gate of hell shall not prevail against it, as it was in Crefet. But if it's edified by the man, it will fail. Crefet is still there because it was not edified upon a man. Do you think that it was a man who put us together? You have to know it. You have to know it. Because if it's a man who put us together, you can enter and go out freely. Let us read in Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 1. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. What is the sacrifice? The sacrifice is that you think that I'm doing something. I'm going to the church to please someone. That's why the one who enters or who goes out, I can do whatever I want. But in the church of Jesus Christ, which is built by him through the revelation, you cannot enter and go out. You enter, you are born within it. You are born. Then we can read 1 Corinthians 12:12, which is clear. May God bless our heart. You cannot run here and there, entering, going out. You cannot do it if it's God who did that job. That's why in 1 Corinthians 12:12, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jewish or Gentile, whether be bound or free, have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Have you understood? There is the unity, the church of Jesus Christ. It's not your church. It's not my church. It's not the church of Brother Frank, not of Brother Branham, but of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see how everything enter in the harmony. So it is important here, as we read. The Lord's church is not the work of man. When the apostle choose an elder to lead a group of people, the leadership of the Holy Spirit must be there. The true leadership of God. Where that thing stays or remains, because God has established it. But when it comes from a man, that thing will fail. Hallelujah. May God bless us and grant us grace. That first love, God has to help us, because it is important to remember the afflictions of the beginning. The family did not want to, it was not accepting you, your sister, your brother. There was an affliction. There were many fights still today. But all through that, you went against the waves. You say, I receive it and I have accepted. It's mine. Hallelujah. That is was the return to our apostolic fathers. God granted us grace through the restoration of the tree of the bride of Matthew 17. 1711, to bring back, or Elijah to come restore all things. Are you conscious that we are living these things? May God eat up our heart and rejoice us and gives us the same spirit for us to serve him with all our heart. It is necessary. We stop now. It is important. Many say, Brother Frank has said, Brother Frank has said, Brother Branham say, if he says so, so is it like this. Amen. It's okay. But do you compare it to be sure that God is the one saying that? Until now, God has granted us grace. Hallelujah. As for Brother Branham, also for Brother Frank, God is granting us grace, because everything is conformed to the scripture. It's not the mistake of the lips, but it's the Spirit of God what counts. Hallelujah. The Lord is wonderful. Hallelujah. May God bless you and gives us strength in this time which are difficult. Soon we'll be free. Amen. Amen. We'll be free physically, but because spiritually we are already free. Amen. Amen. If Jesus Christ set you free, you are truly free. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let thank the Lord for what he gives us. They are precious pearls, which won't to keep in our heart. Amen. We want to pray the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for your word with all our heart. Your word is the truth, and your word made us free. Free to be seated in the heavenly places. You gave us that faith, that strength. You reveal us all things is true that depend not on us. Everything comes from the Father. It pleased to him to give us the kingdom. We thank you because we could not imagine or even choose, because you did it for us. You knew us before foundation of the world. You knew our heart and you saw our needs. And then you also saw that field or that soil which was ready to be fertilized. We thank you for the revelation which you give us through your word. You open our heart and our mind for each one of us to be in order with your word. We ask you faith, strength, and capacity through your Holy Spirit for us to accept everything, correction, for us to be, to put ourselves in order with your word. For you, when you come, we shall answer your call and to have oil in our vessels. Thank you for what you give us. We ask your blessing upon us, for us to meditate also your word and to seek you before all things. We ask you one more time to revive that fire, the fire of the first love. We ask it with all our heart. Do it, Lord, for us. Everything that we do, we want to filter it through your word. Reveal us everything. Bless your people. Bless Brother Frank, who brought these teachings. Bless your church in the whole world. Thank you for what you gave us. Continue to be in our lives in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Amen.